Ah, the Great Globe. Beautiful, isn't it? I hope I'm that glamorous when I get old. For reference, it was built in 1887, while Queen Victoria was still on the throne. Yeah, old. It was commissioned by a guy called George Burt and weighs over 40 tons. Imagine a 1 kilogram bag of sugar and times it by 40,000, roughly. Fun fact, sugar is from the Caribbean. Moving on. Because the globe was so heavy, and is in fact one of the largest spherical stone sculptures in the world, it had to be moved by boat in 15 pieces and put together on site. Kinda like a chocolate orange. Crazy, right? If you're tall enough, you can see the UK, and you may also notice that we are bigger than France. The globe was made in Victorian England, after all, when the world was dominated by the British Empire, which is also why Africa is split into Sudan and South Africa. I mean, who needs the other countries anyway? On the floor, you will see a scale diagram of our solar system that states if the moon was 3 feet across, the sun would be 1,000 feet across. All of the benches around the globe are actually compass points, as with a lot of the stone benches around the park. Just look out for the little letter on the front of the bench to see which way you're facing. Now take some time to read the panels around the globe before taking off those headphones, listening to the wildlife and enjoying the walk. See you at the next stop.